Hi, I'm Netta, and this is Real Netta, Pieces of My Heart. Let's spend just a few minutes together talking about some helpful concepts that I've gathered in little bits and pieces over the years, from life experiences, from some wonderful mentors, from reading God's Word and spending time with Jesus, and just growing and learning, you know, usually the hard way. Hopefully you'll be able to walk away from this time having some little useful bit of encouragement that you can apply to your life right now. So, here are the little pieces for today. At the very end of 2022, when I was praying about the upcoming year, I always ask the Lord, is there, you know, a word or a concept or a focus that you really want me to have for the year? And I know a lot of people do that. And I've done it for a bunch of years. And I'm always like so blown away at how God gives me that word and confirms it. And so this time last year, because I'm recording this on the last day of 2023. So about this time last year, the Lord had given me a word and I was kind of doing like word studies and I was looking around in God's word. And I felt like even when I wasn't looking for it, there was that word that he kept saying to me. And in the process of that, I came to Psalm 144 and really felt like God was like, just memorize the whole Psalm. And I was like, okay. And, you know, when you're in your 50s, memorizing isn't always at the top of your list. It feels hard somehow, unless I can make it into a song, but that's another point. Anyway, so 144, I was like, okay, well, there's not that many chapters and I've talked about this and we've been going through it. But the reason I memorized it, God told me to, but the word was in the very last few verses. And yet I was like, okay, I'll memorize the whole chapter, even though it doesn't seem to have a lot to do with the very last verse. But okay, of course I will. And so, as I've shared before, I just did little tiny bits. I might do one phrase for several weeks. And every morning when I sat down with God's word, I would start by saying the verse and I would get to where I was. And then after a few days or weeks, I would add another phrase and so on. So I actually finished it in September. And then I haven't finished this podcast because I have a stinking cough for months that I haven't been able to get rid of. So if there's some weird pauses and a lot of interlude music, it's because I'm having a stupid cough attack. I'm just being real. This isn't anything super professional. It's just real. But the last few verses, the last chunk of verses, I'm going to cover all of them in this particular episode. Because the last thing we were talking about is God saying in verse 9, I will give you a new song. And how that really struck with me, that my dad was like, hey, you better change your tune. And how God just calls us to praise and to worship him and to change our attitude. Then it goes back into the thing about giving us victory and rescuing us because the enemy is full of lies. Man, there's lies all over the place and they're so easy to believe. So I'm going to start now and we're going to finish up with verses 12, 13, 14, and 15. And the reason I'm going to lump them together is because it's so crazy. As I went through the memorization of this throughout 2023, I would just be so blown away at whatever part of a verse I was on and memorizing at the time just seemed so applicable to whatever was happening in my life. And I guess that's a big duh because God's word is living and active. And so, of course, he can use his word from any place, any scripture, any verse to speak to me what I need to know from him if I'm listening. So these verses became things that I prayed every day over my family. So verse 12 says, may our sons flourish in their youth like well-watered plants. So I started praying that for my sons, and I prayed it for my son-in-laws. And I prayed it for my husband, even though we're not necessarily in our youth, but I'm like, Lord, let them flourish like well-watered plants. Well, what watered plants, what do they have? They have what they need. They have light. They have sunshine. So some days I would like really pray that their hearts would crave the Son, Jesus. And sometimes I would pray that they would flourish like where they are in their school or their job or whatever. And I would just break it down, whatever God would bring to my mind. But may our sons flourish in their youth like well-watered plants. And the second part of that says, may our daughters be like graceful pillars carved to beautify a palace. I love this because this speaks of strength and purpose and beauty. And man, those are things I want my daughters. And someday I'll have daughter-in-laws. I don't know why that's a struggle. excuse me, but I would pray that, Lord, help my daughters to be, yes, to be beautiful and to grow into the skills and the purpose that you have for them for today and for their whole life. And because like if something is carved to adorn a palace, like a pillar has a purpose, it's strong, it's holding up some really important stuff. And so often as women, that's our job, man. We are holding things up, holding things together. So I pray strength over them, but also just beauty and ornateness and whatever it was that God would bring to my mind for that day. Verse 13 says, may our barns be filled with crops of every kind. I started praying about that. Like, Lord, our barns being our bank account or whatever, let it be filled with all different sorts of things. May income come from different places. And I had that written in there like months ago. And then we had a whole change in our job situation and where income came from. It was like, oh, what do you know? You had me praying about this before it even happened. Imagine that. but that's what I prayed. Lord, let us be open to working hard, to working at whatever our hand finds to do. And it found some pretty interesting things to do this year. The second part of that verse says, may the flocks in our fields multiply by the thousands or even the tens of thousands. To me, this meant like the little bit of retirement investment that we had, but it might be applicable to something else in your life. But I just pray over that, like, Lord, the little bit that we've been able to set aside in the last few years, just multiply it and put it in the right places, in the right hands to grow. Excuse me. The second part, in verse 14. Still verse 13. May the flocks in our fields, multiply by the thousands, even the tens of thousands. And may the oxen be loaded down with produce. To me, this was kind of two-sided. The oxen be loaded with produce, meaning like, may our family and our efforts produce some good things, produce not just monetary income, but produce good relationships, produce like leaving people and places better than we found them wherever we go and whoever we encounter and any kind of appointments we have or whatever, that it would be better, that it would bear fruit. But also I prayed this in terms of the fruits of the Spirit. Lord, just let our lives carry around love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, I forgot one, and self-control. Let us just be producing that. So that's how I prayed that verse. Then in verse 14, it says, may there be no enemy breaking through our walls, no going into captivity, and no cries of alarm in our city or in town squares. Excuse me. I pray this over, first over our minds, that again, it goes back to like the enemy and the lies. And I'll pray over specific things that come to mind in regards to our family and to our friends and my friends' children and like lies or things that, man, that the enemy just wouldn't get a foothold, Lord, that there's no cry. The enemy doesn't get to snatch any of us because there is no going into captivity. There's freedom in Jesus. And that very last verse, which was the whole reason that I was drawn to this chapter, well, I thought from the beginning, it says, yes, joyful are those who live like this. Joyful indeed are those whose God is the Lord. Oh, and I always take a deep breath. I don't mean to, but I'm like, joyful are those who live like this. And it's funny because it wasn't really giving a list of do's and don'ts, but it's more this whole chapter about attitudes. And to me, it was about prayer and about praising and about focusing my mind when I didn't feel like it and when I didn't understand. And there's joy. Joyful are those who live with God being God in their life. And that's a constant thing. We keep having to hand over control to the Lord. You know, that that song, Jesus Take the Wheel, like we're constantly trying to jump over in the driver's seat. That's what Chase would say. He got his driver's license this year, and oh, he does not like to have me in the driver's seat because I'm always trying to tell him what to do. We do the same thing with Jesus, and yet there's so much more joy when we allow him to make the plans and do the doing and the directing, and we're just faithful at what he puts in front of us, and we keep walking and we keep being faithful. And then when God puts something in front of us that's a change or a different direction, well, we're right there because we've been following. Chili often says, I want to follow Jesus so closely that if he stops, I bump into him. Like I want to constantly be aware that Jesus is right here, that I'm thinking, focusing, acting, bearing fruit, like acting like Jesus because I hang around him, you know? I want to be joyful because joyful are those who live like this. Joyful indeed are those whose God is the Lord. So this sums up what I memorized in 2023. And it's the last day of 2023 that I'm recording this. I was like, geez, I got to squeak it in before the new year. But I guess I want to ask you, how joyful are you? What are you focusing on? What is God asking you to focus on this coming year? And do you memorize God's word? And it would be really fun to hear from you. And if you want to subscribe, if you want to communicate, and my email is realnetta@gmail.com, realnetta@gmail.com. And it would be fun to know, what is God challenging you with? And do you do the word for the year and whatever? But thank you for journeying with me in 2023 through Psalm 144. And how wonderful it will be to see what God does with our lives, all of our lives, yours and mine, in the next year. And that is just a little piece of my heart.